There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine, working for Arkansas. And I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Struggling with itchy, painful skin prone to eczema? You need Clean Body Wash, the cleanser recommended by thousands of dermatologists nationwide. Clean Body Wash was even awarded the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance and now is available to you at clnwash.com. In clinical studies, subjects reported a reduction in skin redness, dryness, and flakiness in as little as 2 weeks of use of Clean Body Wash. Clean partnered with doctors to formulate a cleanser that's tough on germs, yet so gentle on the skin that it can be used daily. Here's board-certified dermatologist Dr. Gerald Sklar.
We routinely add Clean Body Wash to the cleansing regimen for our eczema patients, and the improvement has been dramatic. Clean Body Wash is a game-changer for our patients.
Try Clean Body Wash risk-free with our 30-day performance promise and get $15 off your first order with promo code RADIO at clnwash.com. Enter code RADIO for $15 off at clnwash.com. Clean Body Wash. Think clinically clean.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Halftime 28-0. It's Jonesboro with the lead over Mountain Home. And let's recap the scoring. The Hurricane got on the board with 5:14 left in the first quarter. Wind cross jumper, the quarterback kept it 16 yards for a touchdown. The Hurricane made it 14-0. Early in the second quarter, 11:32 left in the quarter, as Jumper hooked up with Tate Lutz on a 65-yard touchdown pass. Hurricane would score two more touchdowns in the final 5.5 minutes, actually 5:33 left, when Mitchell Thomas scored from 1 yard out. Then, after a Mountain Home fumble at the 2-yard line, Jumper hooked up with Lutz again. This time it was an 86-yard touchdown pass. And Jonesboro leads it by a score of 28-0 here at the break. Sonny Elliott just finishing the stats and handing them to us. 179 yards of total offense for Mountain Home. 263 for Jonesboro. And, of course, they had those big plays, a big part of their offense. Mountain Home 159 on the ground. Tabor was 73 on 10 carries. Williams 41 on 15 carries. And Hershberger 41 on 5 carries. Tabor, one of seven through the air for 20 yards in that first half. Jonesboro, they have 10 carries for Thomas, 10 carries for 53 yards. Jumper, 4 carries for 44 yards in the first half. Lutz, 4 catches, 210 yards in the first half. Jonesboro leads it 28-0. We'll take a break. We'll have more halftime in just a little bit. In fact, we'll let Matt check scores around the state for us coming up here in just a little bit with our scoreboard report. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
Struggling with itchy, painful skin prone to eczema? You need Clean Body Wash, the cleanser recommended by thousands of dermatologists nationwide. Clean Body Wash was even awarded the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance and now is available to you at clnwash.com. In clinical studies, subjects reported a reduction in skin redness, dryness, and flakiness in as little as 2 weeks of use of Clean Body Wash. Clean partnered with doctors to formulate a cleanser that's tough on germs, yet so gentle on the skin that it can be used daily. Here's board-certified dermatologist Dr. Gerald Sklar.
We routinely add Clean Body Wash to the cleansing regimen for our eczema patients, and the improvement has been dramatic. Clean Body Wash is a game-changer for our patients.
Try Clean Body Wash risk-free with our 30-day performance promise and get $15 off your first order with promo code RADIO at clnwash.com. Enter code RADIO for $15 off at clnwash.com. Clean Body Wash. Think clinically clean.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 Studio Report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio. Glad you're joining us here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. It is halftime right now, and the Bombers are trailing the Jonesboro Golden Hurricane at 28-7. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A's, have not seen a score on the game between Searcy and Jacksonville yet. Lions came into that game ranked 4th in Class 6A. Pine Bluff, who is ranked 5th in Class 6A, is leading Sylvan Hills at halftime 14-3. Second quarter, West Memphis, who's ranked 2nd in Class 6A, is losing to Marion by a score of 14-9. On the local level, Yellville Summit playing at Melbourne this evening. And while that game has already gone final, and it is the Bearcats that have defeated the Panthers 34-0. Have not seen a score between Mountain View and Cedar Ridge as of yet. Salem is idle this week, and so is Marshall. The Bobcats were originally supposed to host Rosebud tonight, but the Ramblers have had to cancel the remainder of their season. Harrison coming into tonight's game, ranked 4th in Class 5A, is leading Morrilton by a score of 14-3 at halftime. A big game up in Missouri. West Plains right now leading 11-28-7 at the break. Zizzers came into this game ranked 4th in Class 4. Lebanon is 8th in Class 5. Hollister playing at Marshfield this evening. I don't believe there's been a score update on that one as of yet. No, there has not. Forsyth is losing to Pierce City 33-0 in the second quarter. Branson is trailing Joplin 21-0 at halftime. And Ava is up on Salem, Missouri, 22-0 in the second quarter. In the among the Arkansas sports media overall top 10, it is number 1 North Little Rock leading Little Rock Central tonight, 28-6 in the second quarter. Second-ranked Fayetteville is tied with Bentonville West, 14-all in the second quarter. Number 3 Bryant is leading Fort Smith Northside, 10-7 in the first quarter. That game was delayed a little bit because of weather, but they are underway now. Number 4 Conway is leading Fort Smith Southside 24-13 at halftime. Number 6 Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, is leading Little Rock Hall 28-0 in the second quarter. It is number 2 Pulaski Academy, number 7 Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 2 in Class 5A at home against J.A. Fair. Have not seen a score on that one as of yet. Number 8 Springdale is up on Heritage 38-14 in the second quarter, that game being played in Rogers. Number 9 Warren, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 4A, is, I believe, leading Crossett right now. See if I can find the score update on that one right now. It is Warren up 49-0 in the second quarter. And number 10 Cabot is tied with Little Rock Catholic 7-all at halftime. One game we have not yet mentioned in the Class 6A top five, it is number 3 at Benton playing at Russellville this evening. And no score update on that one as of yet. In the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet gotten to, number 1 Little Rock Christian playing at Watson Chapel this evening. And I believe Christian is up. See if I can find the score on that one. It is Christian. Is up 17-0, but right now that game is being delayed because of weather. Number 3 Little Rock McClellan is playing at Hot Springs. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. And number 5 Texarkana at Magnolia. See if I can find the score on that game. And at the moment, I cannot. So we will go ahead and move on to the Class 4A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to. Number 2, Joe T. Robinson, playing at home against Fountain Lake. It is Robinson up 14-0 in the second quarter. Number 3, Nashville, is trailing Arkadelphia 17-14 at halftime. Number 4, Rivercrest, is up on Truman 29-7 in the second quarter. And number 5, Southside Batesville, is trailing Stuttgart 14-7 at the break. In the Class 3A top 5, number 1, Boonville, is up on Paris 41-0 in the second quarter. Second-ranked Clinton is playing at Hardy Academy this evening down in Searcy. And right now it is the Yellow Jackets up on the Wildcats 34-14 at the break. Number 3, Prescott, is playing at Falk this evening, and it is the Curly Wolves up 20-0 at halftime. Number 4, Mayflower, is playing at home against Danville, and that game we haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Number 5, McGee, is leading Lake Village Lakeside 22-0 in the second quarter. And in the Class 2A top 5, it is number 1, Mount Ida, up on 4th rank Mineral Springs 26-0 at halftime. Number 2, Foreman, playing at Spring Hill this evening. Foreman is up 25-0 at the break. Number 3, Hazen, is up at Carlisle this evening. See if I can find a score on that one. It is Hazen up 30-0 in the second quarter. And finally, number 5, Junction City, is up on Strong, and it is all Junction City right now, 50-0 at halftime. That's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 28-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Now, back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, it's Jonesboro with a 28-0 lead over the Bombers. We'll get the second half started here in just a little bit. Our halftime guest tonight, Mount Home Bombers head basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, we were talking, it's hard to believe, 6 weeks away from the start of the season?
It's right around the corner. You know, got a month and a half away, and got a benefit game on November 6th. We're going to at Highland, playing a game with them. And our junior boys are going over there as well. And, you know, really to kick off the season, we've got on November 3rd, it's a Saturday, we're having a blue and gold night. We're going to bring in former alumni players and really just kind of, you know, we're really wanting to tie in, you know, our current players with our former players here, and really just a night to get excited about basketball season, you know, be a good fun time and just a way to kind of kick off the season. So if there's any alumni players out there, we would really, you know, we've sent some flyers out, some things that we've sent out. Bradley Bradley Coleman. He would be your contact for boy alumni players. And Elisa Blaisdell, she would be your contact for the former Lady Bombers. Of course, they could also contact the athletic office, Miss Benita Mueller or Coach Husky, or they can contact myself or Coach Leonard. And, you know, and when it gets a little closer than that, we'll be blasting a lot of stuff on social media and really kind of ramping up and, uh-huh. and getting the ball rolling for that.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. You know what? You know, a couple years ago is actually, you know, Brad Coleman come and visit with us and really have been wanting to do this. But, you know, always on that Saturday, we've been going to Jacksonville
right.
and playing some really good competition over there. But, you know, and so we're seeing who we really wanted to see. But the only problem with it was they ran it more of a jamboree style, running clock. So you really didn't get that preseason game that you need to, where you're working on substitutions and all that stuff. So we decided to turn it into more of a formal game. And with us being free that Saturday, we actually had a date that we could put something together. And it just kind of worked out. And this is going to be our first year to do it. And it's something that we'll look at. It'll be really fun. And it'll something that we can build on and hopefully continue to do this for several years to come.
That's going to be cool. Fans will enjoy that.
Yes.
Some of the former players.
Yes. And that's what it is. You know, we're really wanting to again, get the town. You know, our town does a great job. Our school does a great job supporting our teams and programs. You know, but again, just, you know, something that we can get them out there, and also, you know, tying in with the former players, and that's really important too. You know, when we're talking about our guys, we talk to them. You know, what legacy are you going to leave behind? And understanding the importance of what it is to be a Bomber and what's been done in the years ahead of you, because we've had great players come through here, some great teams, and really a lot of teams that you know that do things the way we want to do things,
right?
And so there's a lot to that. We'd like to bring, you know, some of those people back for sure.
How's the off season going for your team?
Fantastic. You know, we've got right now we're at 24 kids. We're going to add a few more from football here. We're going to be looking at 31, 32 kids.
Wow.
I would challenge any team in the state to any high school team to see if they're practicing more guys than we'll be practicing. But, and you know, there's some challenges to that. But, like I was telling Coach Morris and I were talking about, you know, hey, we're going to make it work because we got great guys. We have great guys in our program that do what we ask them to do. They work hard. They're working extremely hard right now. You know, on the floor, you know, in the classroom, you know, IPRs, our progress reports come out last week. We're, again, right at 3.5, you know, GPA.
Wow.
We got 13 kids with 4.0 or higher, but that's the standard. In fact, we want better than that. And, you know, so they're awesome. And then we're getting up early in the morning. We're going to be working Bridge Bash, helping them set up. We're going to be helping packaging food. You know, so we talked to them about, you know, community, giving back to the community where, you know, our guys are working with our top flight programs twice a week. We're in there working with our youth, our kindergarten, first and second right now. So, you know, it's not just basketball, you know, and they're working, and they're doing a really good job on the floor as well. And I'm really excited. You know, we're a little bit ahead of where we've been just because we got a lot of guys back. I like our depth. We've got a lot of guys that can play. Our practices are very competitive. And the makeup of our team is going to give us an opportunity to be multiple in a lot of things that we're doing. We've also got some very important guys over here in football that we're going to be counting on, and them coming over and how soon can they be ready will be a big part of our success. And it always takes them a while, just typical stuff. You know, it'll take them a while before they kind of get full tilt. But until then, we've got enough guys that can hold on the rope that we're going to be pretty solid. Like our team, I think we got a chance to be pretty dang good, to be honest with you. The thing is, it's all relative to who you're playing. We're playing some of the best.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's going to be a battle. But we're lucky to play in you know, the best conference in the state. We'll see some of the top players in the state, some of the top players in the nation.
Exactly.
But that's the exciting part about it. You know, you get to see the best. You get to compare yourself for the best. And that's what we do daily, remind them this isn't good enough. You know, we're working to be, get, you know, work against the best. So
you bet. Josh, good to see you. Appreciate you coming up here.
Brad, I appreciate you letting me on here. You know, there's a line knocking at the door, and I cut the line just so I'd come in and talk to you.
You jumped in front of the superintendent who was
I know. I hope I don't get in trouble for that, but we'll see. Brad, I appreciate you having us, and thank you for everything you do for
us.
Hey,
you bet. Thank you. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Josh Filcher, head coach of the Bombers. We'll get second half started here in just a moment. 28-0, our score, Jonesboro with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
ASA is moving us in the right direction with Arkansas values and Arkansas common sense. Under ASA Hutchinson's strong leadership, 70,000 new jobs have been created. Income taxes are lower, and more tax cuts are on the way. ASA took the bold step to add computer coding in every high school. ASA reformed Medicaid expansion, working with the Trump administration to require those who can to work while receiving benefits. ASA Hutchinson, Governor. Paid for by ASA for Governor.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we are about ready to get this second half underway, and Mountain Home won the toss early, so they'll be kicking here to start this second half. That one might see Fournet kicking, the foreign exchange student, but instead it's Tabor kicking, and that's why, the onside kick, and Jonesboro has recovered. Mountain Home trying to get that football back to start this second half. But the onside kick recovered by Cameron Clark, the sophomore for Jonesboro, and the Hurricane will have pretty good field position at their own 49.